We're back and we're talking with Blake Ashby. And Blake, where is your support coming from? We know Ron Paul's raised $23 million last quarter. How's your fundraising going, and what are you doing to support your campaign?
Oh, I'm really not asking for money from people. I'm going to spend about $30,000 of my own money. You know, I might pick up a little bit after, you know, on February 5th, the primaries are essentially over, and Ron Paul's supporters are going to be a little disappointed. So I'm hoping I can pick up a little some of their support after the fact. You know, I'm not quite a libertarian, but I'm pretty close to it. You know, I do believe in some role for government. But at the end of the day, I've got a far closer view of personal freedom than just about any other candidate in the field other than Ron Paul. So at this point, it's just my own money, and it's not going to be all that much. I'll spend about $30,000 and, you know, take some time off and do some traveling. But in terms of intellectual support, you know, I've got a lot of Republicans that agree with what I say. They're just afraid to say anything publicly because, you know, at the end of the day, they want to keep on being Republicans no matter how bad a job this president has done. And that's the problem with the party right now. Everybody knows he's doing a bad job, and yet you still run into Republicans who will deny it. It's just frightening.
And there's nobody out there on the Democratic ticket or the Republican ticket outside of Ron Paul that is saying anything different from what the rhetoric we've heard for the last 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah, it's unfortunate but true. I mean, it really has kind of slipped into just this rut, and there's no real debate going on. And that's one of the reasons I want to get out there. You know, if you look back in U.S. history, what is rare about our country is that we are actually based on the idea that all men and women are created equal. And it's not equal in terms of intellect or looks or anything like that. Everybody is equal in their ability to know what is best for themselves. We, more than government, know what we individuals should be doing. And, you know, to my mind, that's always kind of dictated the role for government. The role for government should be to extend equality of opportunity. It should be to make sure that each individual has the tools he or she needs to control their own lives. You know, I just think we've slipped away from that. I think you've got...
I agree 100% with that. I've been doing the publishing of the Free American for about 12 years, since 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it is. It's not, I don't want to be the only Free American out there. I think we all want to be Free Americans. And I've been demonized, just like Ron Paul was demonized recently. You know, somebody said, oh, he was a racist, oh, he did this, he did that. I've been accused of being racist. Well, I got Hispanic on the cover of this issue of the Free American.
And they came out of the last debate, didn't they?
Huh?
They wouldn't even let him participate in the last debate.
Yeah, the Fox wouldn't let him on there. There's already a nationwide boycott against any advertisers with Fox right now.
Is that right?
And that's gonna backfire on them. You know, these media companies just get big. And after Waco, I don't know, what was your opinion on what happened in Waco? Do you think those people deserve what they got? You know, 17 little children were pretty much burnt, run over by tanks because to save them from a child molester. That's what got me started publishing the Free American, because I was outraged that the way the media covered that particular event, as well as what the BATF and the FBI did to those people. What was your feeling on that?
Yeah, they might have been breaking the law. The answer to breaking the law is not to burn down their house. You know, so that was a terribly mishandled situation. You know, it should have been, you know, a law enforcement situation for the locals, and it might have taken longer to resolve than we'd wanted, but it certainly could have been resolved peacefully if we'd gone about it differently.
Okay.
The way they went about it was pretty much...
One more message here, and we'll be right back with Big Ashby.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
We're back and we've got a caller. Rich, welcome to Free American Hour. Your own.
Hi, Clay. Good morning. Good morning to your guest.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
What can we do for you, Rich?
Well, here's a couple issues I've heard from Mr. Ashby, which I see difficulty with. You know, when we look at the IRS issue and Ron Paul, as he mentioned, we're not looking at who collects them. People out here are saying it's unconstitutional. And that's like saying we're going to set up an accounts receivable for the mafia. I mean, we just don't want it, is what most people will tell you. Secondly, if you were to have it, I'm sure there's another mechanism that could set it up. Your employers already take your deductions and handle a lot of that issue, those issues as they already exist. The other issue that kind of stunned me about Mr. Ashby's commentary was about the Second Amendment, how, well, if they go out and get training and get a whatever other qualifications he had, but specifically the Constitution does not tell anybody that they have to do that. So although I appreciate Mr. Ashby, I think he's getting away from the Constitution and what people like Ron Paul, his followers, supporters, and volunteers ideally would like to support.
Let's take them in reverse order. True enough, there's nothing in the Constitution requiring gun safety training. But I think a lot of states that do respect the right of people to carry arms do see that as a public benefit. So, here in Missouri, you can get a concealed permit, concealed weapon permit, but you have to take the gun safety training. And, you know, and I viewed that as a reasonable compromise. You know, I've known a lot of people that have had guns, and they have all been uniformly very responsible, but they have also all uniformly taken a gun safety course, be it from the NRA or the local police department or something like that. So I to your point, the Constitution doesn't mandate gun safety, but many of the states that do support gun owners have seen that as a reasonable compromise. On the IRS, it's a couple of things. Again, you can change the structure, but it's not the structure of the IRS that's the problem. It's the tax laws that are put in place by Congress. And I think we do have the right to tax our citizens. It wasn't explicitly called out for in the Constitution, but I think there's enough room in there that when Congress actually passed the income tax in the early 1900s, it was valid. And I think that's been ruled the case over and over again by the courts. So, I'll meet you halfway on the gun safety issue. On the IRS issue, I think we still need one. And I think we can talk about, naming, we can talk about structure, but the bigger problem is the tax law is being passed by Congress.
Rich? You still there, Rich?
Okay. Those are good questions.
Yes, sir.
I'm not quite a libertarian. I have a lot of respect for Ron Paul, certainly the most honest person out there in the campaign. But at the end of the day, I think we do need a federal government to do certain things. And, from my mind, one of those things is it needs to print money. I would rather have the federal government controlling the money supply than Citibank or Chase Manhattan or someplace like that. Chase isn't exactly around anymore, but I don't mind the fact that the government prints money. I think that's good for our economy.
You think the federal government should control the money? I mean, a lot of people think that the federal government does control the money, that they have something to do with the Federal Reserve, but the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not listed there. It's a private corporation.
Well, it's a semi-public corporation. It is, the chairman of the Federal Reserve is appointed by the President of the United States, and the Federal Reserve Board of Managers, So its officials are appointed by the government. It acts as an agent of the government. I agree it's not fully a government organization. There is some independence there. But I don't think we could necessarily improve on that structure. I like our central bank structure on the whole. Certainly you can tweak any kind of formula around the edges, but at the end of the day, we need an entity that issues money, and we need an entity that collects money. And I think the Federal Reserve is a reasonable compromise on that.
What is your qualifications like, Blake? I know you run businesses and you're an entrepreneur. You started businesses. What kind of businesses do you own? Do you run now?
I've done a little bit of everything. Right now, I'm involved with a technology company that's doing a high-speed network for online multiplayer computer gaming called GameRail. I own most of one restaurant, parts of a couple other little restaurants. I own strangely enough, I own a little bit of a feedlot in China. So I own, I guess, about little bits of 8 or 9 different businesses. I'm a startup person. I help start things, so I've been doing that for about 17 years. And it's given me a great insight into what it's actually like to run a business. In my restaurant, I have to deal with, I counted it up one time, 17 different licenses and permits to just open the doors. 17 different organizations within different state and local and federal governments for me to be able to do business. And, I understand the reason for all the permits, but the fact of the matter is that all those things make it harder for a business to get going and make it harder for business to stay in business. And I worry that we sometimes have lost sight of the fact that anytime government passes a law, there is a compliance part on the compliance cost on the part of the private citizens. So it's easy to pass a law. It's hard for citizens to live up to it. It winds up costing us money on bureaucratic and compliance issues that could be spent on other things. So hopefully one of my qualifications for this is that I've actually, you know, owned small businesses, helped start things, created jobs, and I think I've got a pretty good idea of what that takes. The other side of it.
So what state are you in, by the way?
Missouri. What's that?
Missouri?
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri, yeah. The other side of this is that I'm mean-tempered and thick-skinned. You know, it's nice to talk about compassion in government, but the fact of the matter is that freedom's kind of harsh. You know, the freedom to try also means the freedom to fail. And we certainly are a compassionate country, and we should not let people starve to death. But, you know, there's a difference between letting somebody starve to death and not letting them fail. I think our country needs to let people fail and bear the consequences of that failure up to a point. We not that we coddle our citizens, but we, in some ways, by protecting them more, we also make it harder for them to be free.
Now, when you're running for president here, without, I had never heard of you, so until I got an email.
Yep.
And how do you plan if you're serious about trying to win the presidency, how are you going to reach the millions of people in this country that you need to reach? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, and I would be surprised if I won this time around. But hopefully I'm laying the groundwork for something. If the two-party system doesn't get its act together, I'm going to keep on doing this. You know, if we actually had a Republican or, you know what, even a Democrat stand up and say some real things about the direction of our country, that would make me feel better as a citizen of the country. You know, I'm not dependent on me becoming president. What I am intent on is us having a president that actually addresses real issues facing this country and doesn't just, talk about horse race issues or talk about the latest political insider stuff. You know, that really is the goal, is to get people talking about these issues and hopefully have that have an impact. Part of my thought, though, is that, you know, on February 6th, Super Tuesday is over, we'll pretty much know who the Democrat is and the Republican is. And I am pretty sure that there are going to be millions of Ron Paul supporters that are pretty darned unhappy. And some of them are, will consider me too mainstream to consider supporting me. Because, you know, again, I'm not quite a libertarian. I mean, libertarian-leaning, but not quite a libertarian. But, you know, there are going to be a lot of dissatisfied people on February 6th, and I'm hoping I can tap into some of that dissatisfaction.
What about the other parties out there, the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, and I think there's an America First Party out there. Have you approached any of those parties about getting their backing or getting them involved in your campaign?
I have not. The Libertarians, what's going to be interesting is I've had Libertarians tell me that if Ron Paul loses in the primaries, which he will, that he'll run as the Libertarian candidate. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think he's going to jump the party and actually run as an independent or a libertarian?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see, I would be surprised. He's too much of a... when you get right down to it, he respects the political system to the point where he has participated in it. And I can't imagine that he would do that. But so, you know, I think mid-February everything clears up a little bit and it'll be... I've actually had a pretty good... This is my second interview this week. I spoke to a bunch of, high school kids, actually two different classes. So I'm doing getting pretty good response, getting a pretty good chance to get the message out and talk to people. And it's going to be a slow process, but as long as I keep on saying the right things and keep on getting out there and talking about the issues I think are important, you know, I think I'm going to have at least a little bit of an impact.
All right. We got Michael from New York. Online. Go ahead, Michael.
Good morning, Clay. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I would like to ask your guest a question, my first question anyway. We're in debt trillions of dollars. Who are we in debt to, sir?
Mostly the Chinese. You know, if you
no,
look
that's
at
not true at all. It's the Federal Reserve, the same people that you feel is okay to print the money. We owe them the trillions of dollars, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Goldman Sachs, Kuhn Loeb, not the Chinese. We owe them all that money because our traders and our government are allowing private interests to print money that has no value, and they say it has a certain assigned value. The government
hold on,
accepts
Michael.
That value.
Yeah, Michael.
Hold on, Michael. Take a breath here. Hold on. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back. With Blake Ashby running for president on the independent ticket. I'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael, you
want to
finish up here?
Yes, thank you, Craig. Well, obviously, this gentleman doesn't understand who we're really in debt to, so to qualify for presidency, he's not going to be much better than the clowns we have right now, with no disrespect to you, sir, because I don't know everything about you, and I'm sure you're not as bad as the clowns we have right now, but that's the most fundamental problem not only our country's facing, but the entire world. The whole world's in the hands of a bunch of rogue families that control the money supply, which is not real money, and it causes an invisible tax on everybody. It rips off the public, and it also destroys the middle class, which they, since they're commies, that's their intention.
I'm sorry, but that is not that is just not true. Jewish bankers do not control the world. The Federal Reserve is not a front for the Rothschild family.
So who financed the Bolsheviks?
Michael, he's made his position real clear. He doesn't buy into what you and I believe about the international bankers. So I'm going to let you go here. We're going to take another call here.
Okay,
I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Jim from Kansas. You're with Blake Ashby. Go ahead.
I had a question for you about Ron Paul. What how do you separate yourself from him? And is it mainly the money supply, or where he wants to do away with the Federal Reserve, you mean?
Yeah, so, you know, I am very close to Ron Paul on social issues. I think he's right. The government's become far too intrusive into our lives. And I think he's right that we should have essentially safe harbor to run them the way we want. And if that means we run them bad, so be it. It's our own damn business. So I'm definitely there with him on the social issues, or most of the social issues. I think, though, that he underestimates how hard it is to actually run a country and some of the things the government does. You know, the Federal Reserve is a great example. We can complain about the bankers. The reason we didn't have a recession before they created a depression was that J.P. Morgan stepped in, a private banker stepped in and stabilized the economy. And our leaders in Washington realized that we should not have that much power in the hands of private bankers. I viewed the Federal Reserve as a way of taking power away from private banks and giving it to the government. So it's definitely on the economic issues and the role of the government in the economy that I think Ron Paul and I are separated. But that being said, you know, I've got a lot of respect for the guy. He is by far the most honest candidate up there and will say whatever's on his mind, good, bad, or ugly. And you've got to like that in a politician.
Are you familiar with the single source doctrine?
I'm sure I've heard the name. Can you explain it to me real quick?
Sure. General Motors makes Chevrolets, and they cannot get back one more Chevy than what they produce. Right?
Sure, yeah.
So it doesn't make any difference how many Chevys they produce. They could not get back one more Chevy than they produce because there is a single source of it. The Federal Reserve is the single source of Federal Reserve notes. So they can't get back one more Federal Reserve note than what they create. And, of course, they don't create it. Congress actually creates it. You know, we just use the IRS and the Federal Reserve as the whipping boys for the Congress, who's actually doing all this stuff.
Exactly.
But if you have a single source, then the only way that a bank can actually make a profit is through foreclosures. They can't really make it through interest because there is no such thing as interest. If I print up $100 and loan it to you and I want 110 back, where are you going to get the $10? I only created 100. So there is no way for me to get it back other than it's like musical chairs. I don't notice, you know, that someone down the street's getting foreclosed because I'm not getting foreclosed. But the only way the bank's going to make any money is when they foreclose, and that's what causes the boom and bust cycle, because when the interest comes in, instead of going back to the people and back into circulation, it goes into the private bankers' hands. It goes into the hands of the bankers. So a guy named Eric Kuru, he's been working on this solution for about 15 years, came out with this solution to the problem, and that was to take the Federal Reserve and turn it, if Ron Paul was elected or you were elected, the first thing you would do is from the bully pulpit, I know you couldn't do it by yourself, but from having the power of the presidency, you could say, if I'm elected, I will take the Federal Reserve and turn it over to the People's Bank, and then all of the interest that's coming in, that'll go into the People's Bank and be spent back into circulation, and we'll use interest on loans to pay for government instead of taxes. Because how can you call yourself free and say that you're a libertarian and teach your children and your grandchildren that they're free when the government that purports to protect your freedom does it at the point of a gun?
Well, I think you got to point out the second part there, but you know, again, the Federal Reserve does not earn interest. You know, private banks earn interest on money they loan to individuals, and that money goes, the interest goes to their costs and their shareholders. You know, and certainly banks do make money off foreclosures, but they make a pretty good bit off of interest on deposits also.
And so, well, like I said, there's no such thing as interest. It's a figment of your imagination, because if I only print up $100, how can I get back 110?
Well, because the entity printing the money is the Federal Reserve. The entity I'm borrowing the money from is a bank. And
there's two banking systems in the United States. One is the private. When you and I go in and borrow money, you know, we want good credit, so we promise to pay it back, and we normally do. The bank is just the in-between person that actually makes the transaction possible, but when...
All right, sir, listen, I appreciate your call.
All right.
And I've got one more touchy subject that I need to ask you about, Blake. But we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with Blake Ashby. and me, the free American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Blake, there's, you believe America is for Americans, and this issue of the free American, I've got a story about how New Zealand reformed its government system and turned it into a more profitable, goal-oriented type of government, and I think it provides a valuable lesson for us. This war with Iraq and the invasion of Afghanistan, which seemed to be, to me, to be strictly for restoring the opium poppy crop that those nasty old Taliban were destroying.
I know.
That's totally yeah, I mean, Elon and you know, George the Bushes have been involved in the drug trade for so many years that they probably see any attempt to move on the cocaine or move on the heroin or move on the methamphetamine down in Mexico to be somehow you know, a threat to national security. We've got the Patriot Act. We've got Homeland Security, and I've got a video out on Homeland Security. We filmed the first Homeland Security meeting. Colonel John Bringerhoff with FEMA says, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. And I said, well, if we would need more troops than we used to invade Afghanistan to control the American people, because why? They won't line up on the Kmart parking lot to get vaccines that are contain mercury and probably, you know, a little bit of whatever thing they're vaccinating us against. We got 9/11 that created all this, and I just ticked off some trucker last night because I said, I don't believe any Muslims in a cave in Afghanistan made the U.S. Air Force stand down. It looked to me more like an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning. Larry Silverstein bought the building for $500 million, or leased it for $500 million, and insured it for $2 billion. And 3 months later, three buildings fall, and whoops, one of them didn't get hit by a plane. What's your... And that leads to another question. The involvement of another country in the politics and the finances of the United States, and I'm talking about Israel here, nobody seems to be able to say anything about Israel having 400 nuclear weapons and Saddam Hussein or Iran not having any. Why is it okay for them and not okay for anybody else? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I would prefer that Israel didn't have nuclear weapons, but, I don't mind that democracies take the steps to protect themselves. I would prefer it wasn't nuclear. But, the issue with Israel is that we are supportive of Israel only because they are a democracy. And unless they can deal with their Palestinian issue, at some point they stop becoming a democracy, because there will be more Palestinians than Jews. There will be more Muslims than Jews in Israel if they keep their current borders in the next 10 or 15 years. So Israel has some hard choices to make. They either need to shrink the size of the country or recognize that their country will lose its Jewish character and become just another country with mixed races.
Right now, the Jews and the Jews here that are involved with B'nai B'rith, a secret society that controls and pulls the strings of the ADL, who are the ones that refer to me as armed and dangerous, refer to the Minutemen as vigilantes. They're a powerful organization, and we've got the Homeland Security now run by Michael Chertoff, who has dual citizenship with Israel. And do you find that disturbing that we've got somebody that may owe their loyalty to another country? One that is pretty racist. We've got Jews and Muslims and Christians and atheists all coexisting in New York City without the problems that they've got in Israel.
Yeah, no, it's, Israel faces some hard choices. You know, unfortunately, what I think they need to do is what they tried about, 9 years ago? And Yasser Arafat, walked away from it. They need to make that same offer again. You know, and I know that they made the offer, and Arafat made a terrible move and turned away from it. The Europeans didn't pressure him. But at the end of the day, they need to go back to that land for peace swap, and they need to find a way to make it work. And I'm not saying that's an easy solution for Israel, but it needs to be done.
I've asked this Jews question, why can't you just, trying to isolate and starve out the Palestinians, why can't you just let them have the same rights and equal access as the Jews have to the land and the facilities in that whole area?
Well, and that's the problem they've got. If they allow everybody equal access to the vote, very quickly there will be more Palestinians than Jewish Israelis. And at some point they lose their Jewish character. So that's it. If they want to continue to be a democracy, they either need to shrink that country or recognize that the country will not be explicitly Jewish. But hey, I'm not sure that Israel has, other than on a few issues, I don't think that Israel has all that much impact on U.S. policy. Certainly there are a lot of Jews in the United States, and many of them have done very well. But the Jews that I know are more loyal to the United States than to Israel, and certainly more loyal to this country than to their religion. So I don't worry about You know, I think we need to be careful. You know, certainly there are, you know, Jews represented in government, and the Israeli government lobbies just like any other government does. But I don't think they have a disproportionate control over anything we do.
Well, the I would probably have to disagree with you on that issue, because I've been attacked by the ADL, I know, and people like Senator Joe McCarthy have been attacked by people like the ADL. But
but you're still in the air. You're still talking to people and still getting your point across. So, you know, in the United States of America,
they tried to kill me 3 times in the last 2 years after tapping my phones, and they tried to kill people that tried to help me. You know, I know that there is an inordinate amount of risk in saying what I'm saying, and that's illustrated in the issue in this new Free American called the lobby.
I can't speak to your personal experiences. I do not find that Israel has any more influence in the United States on most issues than any other country.
All right, go ahead. Bobby in Tennessee?
Buddy.
Buddy, okay. All right.
A couple things and then hang up. We don't have electricity. I was down milking on the way down to listen. I listen to you guys. First of all, I am a Ron Paul supporter. I am a supporter of you, the host. I'd like to say something. I'll hang up and let you guys go for it. I believe in America, and here's what I see. This gentleman on the phone, and I apologize. I was on my way down to milk, but he struck me pretty rough, and I wanted to, so I drove quite a few miles to get to a phone to call in. Now, there's a lot of smooth-talking, wonderful people out there dividing and muddying the pond. It's plain and simple, and you've even said it yourself, guest, that Ron Paul is upright.
Yep.
It's so hard in a time like today when we're losing everything, and anybody that doesn't say that, if we're on the cusp, on the line, hasn't done the study, or they're being paid by the other side. When evil, you can have smart evil people, you can have smart good people. So don't think just because you're good that you can be only smart ones. Now, I listen to you, and I'm nobody, but I'm just a little guy. But what I hear, it sounds like to me, instead of getting together and trying to put this country back together, you're talking really smooth, and you're a very intelligent fellow. And then you say things like, well, there's not an inordinate amount of Jewish people in our country. They're not double citizens. They're not under the president. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. And all you got to do is read, brother. And as far as Ron Paul, the guy is grassroots. He's 20 years congressman. He doesn't he gives part of his money back. He's pro-child, pro-gun, pro-border, pro-American, and you won't get behind him? Well, I don't want to waste any more of your time, so I'll
I appreciate that. By the way, I have Ron Paul on the back cover and the front cover of this next issue of the magazine, and I'm picking up 10,000 copies here in about 3 hours, and I can sure use a little bit of help for gas. If you go to my website and make a donation, I'm on PayPal.
Well, we don't have electricity, sir, so we can't... See, I just very seldom get to listen to you guys, and you guys are so right on, and you are also, sir. And I apologize for saying there's a mole in high places, but this gentleman, I apologize to you, sir, if I'm wrong, but you look like a mole to me, and you are very intelligent, a very good speaking voice. You're really smooth, but you always get the other side's view in at the end of it.
Well, all right, listen, I appreciate it, buddy.
It's goodbye, sir.
Yeah, thank you. You know, a couple things.
Let me address something here. You say that Israel doesn't have every Jewish person in this country can have, if they want, dual citizenship with Israel. You're aware of that. That's a fact.
If that's something Israel allows, that's their business.
We allow.
And the media, from ABC to NBC to CBS to CNN, is controlled by people with Jewish ties. The New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, is tied with people with Jewish ties. And that's why on the mainstream media, every time they talk about Palestinians, they're always terrorists and the Israelis are always the good guys. And I've got the original Life magazine that lists and shows the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, which has never been satisfactorily dealt with by Congress, because LBJ, after removing LBJ called off our planes to support our own troops. Who do we have? Okay. Blake?
Yep.
Your response?
I don't think our media is controlled by Jewish interests. I think our media is controlled by people that want to make money. I think that's the way it should be.
That isn't an exclusion of terms here.
Well, I don't find the influence of Jews or Israel in the United States to be disproportionate or inappropriate. I don't think they control the media. I'm pretty sure they don't control banking. You know, Israel is just another interest group lobbying for its interests. It does better on some things, worse on others. You know, at the end of the day, I think our country is reasonably free, and the people that live in this country, Jewish people included, support the goals of this country.
Well, I have always resisted I've resisted pressure to denounce all Jews as the synagogue of Satan. I don't do that. And nor will I denounce all Muslims as being religious fanatics out to destroy and rule the world either. You know, I think I don't care as far as a free American is concerned. I don't care whether you're Jewish. I don't care whether you're Muslim. I don't care whether you're Christian. I don't care whether you hug trees. As long as you support the Constitution and the rule of law, not the rule of man.
Every Jewish person I know fits that definition. They support the rule of the law. They're good citizens. They pay their taxes. You know, I have a hard time matching up what some of your callers are saying about Israel and Jews with my experience. And you know, again, if they really ran the country, I just can't give that any credence. I think that's kind of an old myth, and I don't think it has any bearing on what we're talking about.
Rich, are you with me? Rich from Missouri. Hello, Rich. Rich. I don't know who to ask. Who is it? All right. Elvis from Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
I've got a question for your guest here. How do you plan on to get into any of the debates? The way I read the rule is they said if you're able to get 5% of the votes, they'll let you in. Do you got any plans for that?
I'll certainly do my best to talk my way in, but it's hard to imagine that the Democratic and Republican candidate would want me up on the stage with them. You know, at the end of the day, I don't agree on everything Ron Paul says, but I do agree on his approach, and that is to say what you're thinking. And just like they kept Ron Paul out of their last Republican debate, it's hard for me to imagine they would ever let me actually up on stage with, you know, be it Obama and Hillary or McCain or whoever else it might be. You know, I've got too many unpleasant things to say about the political system for them to want me up there with them.
Right. Well, if you would, take an ad out in the Free American, and we'll get you some more exposure right there, and then I'll try to follow you the best I can.
That'd
Thank
be great.
You very
yeah, Ashby2008.com is my website.
And,
all sorts of stuff
I'll
on there
keep
about
track
it.
Of you. Clay, you have a good day. Thank you.
Right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, Elvis. Okay, Rich, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Clay, I was knocked off the line. I wanted to ask your guest if he had heard anything about the hate crimes legislation, and also if he understood that when the Armenian Genocide, which preceded the Jewish Holocaust, they were in the late 1800s, early 1900s, occurred, that the ADL was very much against the Armenians getting any recognition about the Armenian Genocide recently. And, of course, I wanted to find out if he knew anything about the hate crimes legislation.
Well, there are various states that have hate crimes laws. Some of them are certainly justified. Some of them are over the top. You know, we cannot control people's thoughts. We can only control their actions. And in theory, we've got laws in place that address a lot of those actions. That being said, you know, I've got some homosexual friends who have been, beat up and the like. We do need laws that keep people from doing things just because they're a specific group. But we've got that same concern. You know, the government needs to balance protecting those specific interests with the general interests of everybody else. So I'm not explicitly against hate crime laws. I think there have probably been some good ones, but I'm also sure there have been some bad ones. On the Armenian thing, you know, that was a terrible situation where almost a million Armenians died either through genocide or war or whatever it was. You know, the Turkish government has strongly resisted calling that a genocide, and while there are many people that view it as genocide, there are also people that argue, you know, with some credibility, not completely off base, that was the result of a civil war, you know, between Armenians and Turks.
Well, sir, that's revisionist history, and that's why it's important for someone like you who's a candidate to understand those issues. Everybody knows, I mean, if you study history at all. In fact, when Hitler was coming up with the final solutions, one of the things he said when they said, Führer, what will the public outcry be? And Hitler said, who remembers the Armenians?
You know, and certainly the Armenians were not well treated in Turkey, and, you know, many hundreds of thousands died.
Well, wait a minute. It was the Armenians' land. What do you mean welcome in Turkey? It was their land, stolen from them.
Thanks for your call. We'll discuss that a little bit more, and there's another issue there that we need to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Free American. 888-678-1444 is the number of way to subscribe or the way to advertise.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It ain't no joke. I like to buy the world a token, teach the world.
All right, we're back. My guest is Blake Ashby, and that's Ashby 2008. He's running for president.
Ashby2008.com, perfect.
What's that?
Ashby2008.com.
Ashby2008.com. And one other thing on the talking about the Armenian genocide, one of the most ignored genocides out there was 50 million Russians killed after the Bolsheviks took over. And the Bolsheviks happened to be a pretty predominantly Jewish organization, the Politburo that was formed in the wake of the murder of the Tsar. Had something like 95% of the Politburo members were Jewish, and I mean, you can say you can disagree with that if you wish, but that's pretty much documented history.
I don't know how many of the Bolsheviks were Jewish, but you know, and I agree. You know, 60 million Russians were killed between Stalin and World War II and everything else, which is a huge, huge number of people that we never talk about. But I'm not sure I would blame that on the Jewish conspiracy. I think that was just a socialist agenda.
The you know, Marx and Lenin were Jewish, and they used Stalin, who may or may not have been, they also did pretty much the same thing they're doing to us with the Mexicans. I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with being from Mexico to being Hispanic, and yet they're responsible for 95% of the murders. And in the what happened in Russia, the Jews had been settled in what they called the Pale Settlement, which is where we get beyond the pale as a term. And they ran them in on the white Russians, which were the basically Christian Russians, the same way they're running the Mexicans in on us. So the a rabbi from Australia did an article for me. About the Zionist influence, you know, the Zionists may have been, you know, predominantly Jewish, and they used Jews, but they also sacrificed the 6 million, give or take a million here and there. The 6 million Jews were sacrificed by their own leaders, the Zionists, and the rabbi says, if you're Jewish, you should avoid Zionism like fire. I mean, kind of like the you know, Republican Party. I mean, you know, George Bush may be white Anglo-Saxon, but he certainly doesn't represent me, and I don't want to be compared to him, and I won't be like him.
So, you know, I'm not sure I respond to. I can't imagine the Jewish people sacrificed $6 million for the goal of world Zionism. I view Zionism as a political movement like any other, no more special or no less special. I understand the urge for Jewish people to have their own homeland, just like I understand the urge for Armenians to have their own homeland. I do not find there to be a Jewish conspiracy in the United States. I do not find Jews to have disordinate interests, and I actually don't think they're much of a player on the world stage. You know, they're such a small country. I understand they've got people all over the globe that are Jewish, but I don't think they actually have that level of influence on things.
All right. Well, listen, Blake, I appreciate you being on, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much for
having me. If you'd like to advertise in the Free American, I don't take advertising from anybody that I think is doing anything harmful. I don't take cigarette advertising. And if you're interested in helping the Free American and backing the Free American, I sure would appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, let me take a look at it. It's, you know, I'm not going to do much advertising, so it's probably not going to be in the budget, but I do appreciate the offer.
Okay,
thank you,
sir.
Again for the chance
thank
to be on the show.
All right, 888-678-1444 is my number here. And I'll give you my cell number if you need to get in touch with me.
Yeah, I should have that already from Renee.
All right, sir.
And I just gave them my cell number to you, so you can get that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thanks a lot for the time. I really appreciate it.
All right, Ashby 2008.
Fantastic.
.com. Thank you, sir.
Since 1980.